you for joining me. I'm really glad that you came. Now, we're taking a break from our Genesis Exodus story in order to, at church we're going to have what we call a fifth Sunday singing. We're going to have primarily worship songs as a congregation, plus some special music, a lot of participation. So I won't have time to preach all that I wanted to preach. So we'll move it to next week. And then for you guys, since you're not able to be there for the fifth Sunday singing, I've got a little bit of a explanation for why we're doing such a break, as well as an opportunity to kind of explain some of the things that are going on. So here we go. Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to look at two verses, verses 16 and 17. So Colossians 3:16 and Colossians 3:17. So let's look at that. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So we have these two verses here, and it kind of gives us that explanation, doesn't it? But the first admonition there is, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you. Not just a, you know, occasional visitor once a week, but let Christ and His words dwell in you. Live. Embody those words. And so that takes, you know, some daily time with Him. And there's multiple ways to do that. But the most obvious one is just sitting down and spending some time in His Word, the Bible. Genesis through Malachi, through Matthew, through Revelation. Because all of it is about Him, He said. Now, obviously, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, with the red letters, they have a lot of what He said in His earthly ministry. And that's so important. But you'll notice that in those, He uses Genesis through Malachi to explain what He's doing. And in Acts through Revelation, they also reference what's in the Hebrew Scriptures to explain the significance of what Jesus did and what Jesus is going to be doing and what He's doing right now in His people. And that's where this is right now. And so He says, let Christ, because Christ already dwells in you if you've been born again. His Holy Spirit has taken up residence within us. And part of that is to give us understanding of His Word. To give us a desire for His Word. And so let His Word dwell in you richly. Really take up residence. And He gives wisdom, doesn't He? More than just the books of Proverbs and James and the Sermon on the Mount. There is wisdom, perspective on how to live in this crazy world, is it not? Teaching and admonishing one another. Yeah, I need taught. Sometimes I even need a little bit of correction. And I've got people who speak into my life that way. I hope you do as well. But again, this is not just a once-a-week thing, but this is a life thing. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now He's going to say, and let it dwell in you richly in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So it's not just reading God's word, although that's very important, or even just listening to God's word, because that's a good way to take it in as well. Or hearing someone like me teach it or preach it. But there's also in Christian songs, whether it is in the Psalms, as Psalm 1 through Psalm 150, there is so much in there. That is the most quoted Old Testament book in the New Testament. You'll hear more about more quotations from the Psalms than any of the other books. In hymns, those are some that were written even in the time of Paul. We're pretty sure they were already writing hymns to, well, to teach about Christ and to correct one another. Do you ever feel that little bit of conviction when you hear the song Stand Up for Jesus or Onward Christian Soldiers? Do you have encouragement when you hear I'll Fly Away or Amazing Grace? They're teaching, admonishing, giving us wisdom, because this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. See, we do that already. Someone once said that you let me provide the songs of a nation, and I won't worry about who writes the laws. Because music has a way of speaking to our souls and guiding our minds. And thus, in its power, it needs to be regulated by the Word of God. Just because it's called a Christian song, we may need to think about what is it really saying. Is it accurate in God's Word? And so, like at our church, Miss Holly and I, we think about those things. We discuss those things in order that we know that we're communicating good truth in those things. And some of them we'll sing just because of we know what it's doing in our hearts, and it's a good thing, even if it's kind of weak in its theology. Not everything needs to be a Mighty Fortress or God. Although I do like that song, just for the record, because it is teaching and admonishing. In psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and it's in the heart. Not just in the mind, because sometimes I think it doesn't even get engage the mind. It's just mumbling out of our lips. But to let it engage the mind and apply the heart, to stir the heart. I listened to It Is Well With My Soul last night. And it's a song that engages the heart, the whole inner self. Such power in those. And so, even if my lips may not sound graceful, those works do a work of grace in our hearts. And it's for the Lord. Because that's really what we're kind of being challenged towards here. Is that I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in the sight of God, according to Psalm 19. And so, what am I thinking? What am I singing or saying? I want it to be something that's acceptable to God. And that's what he's getting at there in verse 17. Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, that it be representative of him and his kingdom. That it doesn't have to be churchy, but that it would be something he would say, yeah, I'm good with that. Because not everything he did was churchy. He went to weddings, he went to banquets, he hung out with friends, they had campfires. Yet he never sinned. He was righteous in what he did, but he was the friend of sinners. And so I asked the Holy Spirit to guide me in that, just as you can ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in that. And where he's convicted me may be different than where he's convicted you, but that we're all making progress towards Christ's example. That what we do is reflective of the good name of Jesus as Lord. and giving thanks. Giving thanks, because we've got a lot to be thankful for. Giving thanks to God the Father through Christ. And so, this is our prayer. And this is kind of why we're doing a fifth Sunday singing, is to have a chance to participate in these things, the one another's, not just the few, to be reminded, to hear some new songs. There's going to be some songs sung that I'm not used to. That's good. I need to hear some new songs. Some of them are going to be so new that it's because one of our church members wrote them. I always like that. But we're going to have that opportunity to participate together. And it may look like on this one Sunday that the Word of God is getting superseded, but it's not, because those songs are going to be anchored in truths and principles from God's Word. And so the gospel may be communicated for some people in a way that they hadn't heard before because of these things. As long as we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, according to His character and for His glory. So speaking of which, let's pray that way. Father, just thankful for Your servants who make these opportunities possible. I thank You for Your people who are listening in today, Lord, in this little video. Thank You. I appreciate their steadfastness and their participation in this way. I pray You bless them, guide them, give us a hunger to know and walk with You more and more each day. I know I need more of You. Forgive us of the ways we fail You, Lord. We pray Your kingdom come in my heart, in my home, in my community, in my church, and in my world. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.